Hello there, and welcome to the Man Panel. I'm so excited that you're here because you're joining thousands of women around the world who want to have a great relationship with a man. This is year two of this series, and it's designed to give you an insider glimpse into the hearts and minds of men. So I'm really excited about having our guest with us here today. He is a returning favorite, and I know we're going to have a really juicy conversation, and that is Jonathan Esley. Welcome, Jonathan.
Wow, thank you, Michelle. I'm so honored to be part of this amazing group of men, and I think it's fantastic that you're hosting this. So I'm ready to rock and roll whenever you are.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time today, and I'm really happy that you're here, Jonathan, and look forward to having a juicy conversation that will help lots of women.
Okay.
So before we get started, I know for many of you that are listening, you know Jonathan and you know his work and the great things that he does for women out there, but I'll give just a little bit of a formal introduction and then we'll dive right in. Known as America's leading midlife dating and relationship coach, Jonathan Esley is a defender and a protector of women's hearts around the world. I know when we read that, Jonathan, all the ladies are going, oh, that's so nice. He helps women transform from attracting Mr. Wrong to finding their Mr. Right. Jonathan, a successful entrepreneur, coach, speaker, and author of Unlocking the Male Mind, so what we're going to be doing today,
yeah.
Finding Love Online and Why Men Pull Away, Three Ways to Keep Him Close. Jonathan is like a guy spy into the male mind who truly understands the way a single or divorced man thinks and acts. He is a master at helping women recognize and distinguish the difference between men who are emotionally unavailable from those who are truly ready for love. Well, since your introduction brought that up, Jonathan, let's start there if you don't mind. Tell us a little bit about this idea of men being emotionally unavailable, because we hear that all the time, right?
Yeah. And
those that are ready for love. Sometimes, before you start, sometimes I think, are really there that many emotionally unavailable men out there? Because I hear that term, it's kind of a buzz term all the time. So share with us what you think.
Yeah, you know, thank you so much. And this is a challenging one because, you know, I want to differentiate between men who are emotionally challenged in their ability to communicate their emotions versus those who are truly like emotionally unavailable. In other words, they're avoidant personalities. Most likely someone who's really truly emotionally unavailable had some major traumas in their childhood or some major traumas in their adulthood. So one of the easiest ways to recognize true emotional unavailability is to find a little bit of that about their childhood, how they were raised. And so a lot of times some people will just kind of vomit information. You know, I had a really tough childhood. I had a dysfunctional mother, an alcoholic father, blah, 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 blah. And that's usually that tends to be a sign, you know, depending on how they were raised. And if it was truly dysfunctional, chances are they're going to have challenges as adults. Or they might have had some really challenging relationships as adults that caused them to retreat within. Okay? Now, I'm giving you the Cliff Note version of how to recognize that, but there's a big difference between someone who's incapable of sharing their emotions versus the man. Most men who fall into this category is they're emotionally challenged, okay? And that is because we men weren't really given the tools when we were growing up how to express our emotions. Little girls are always about their feelings and their emotions and sharing it with their girlfriends and blah, 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 blah. So I want you to kind of envision women kind of communicate at a level of 7, 8, 9, or 10, okay, on an emotional level. And men probably communicate on an emotional level of 2, 3, or 4. In other words, what they're really feeling is a 2, 3, or 4. And that space in between, that's known as drama. Ba-dum-bum. And what I mean by that is the woman wants this, but the man's only capable of this, okay? And usually when she wants that and she's not getting it, that's where drama comes from. And I'm being tongue-in-cheek about this, but it's recognizing that men don't necessarily have the tools the resources, the words to express their emotions, but it doesn't mean that they're not capable of emotions. It doesn't mean that they don't really feel at a deep level. It's just sometimes we don't have the words to express them. Mm-hmm. Now, the emotionally unavailable man also rejects your emotions. So I want to differentiate between the emotionally unavailable. So when a woman is in a state of expressing her emotions or feelings, the emotionally unavailable man creates more space. He can't handle it. There's a challenge for them. So the minute you start expressing your feelings and the man runs the other way, chances are he's just not going to be able to meet you at an emotional level. Versus the guy who is challenging with the words, but he doesn't run away when you're expressing your emotions. He's actually stepping into it. And by expressing your feelings in a very loving, kind, nurturing way, it's going to help make him feel safe to express his feelings in a loving, kind, nurturing way. One of the greatest challenges with dating today is we're always pointing the finger. You know, you did this to me. Instead of, when this happened, I felt this way. Mm-hmm. When this happened, I felt this way. So, you know, I'm giving you a little bit of contrast into differentiating between the men who are absolutely devoid of emotions versus the ones who just struggle with it.
Yeah.
Here's where, you know, Allison talks about this all the time. You know, for those who are watching, there's Allison Armstrong is kind of, you know, one of the leaders in this group, or is going to be sharing something with the group, and she's done thousands of man panels. She always talks about women wanting hairy versions of themselves.
Right.
You know, and that basically means you're wanting a man who's an emotional communicator at your level. I would much rather encourage you to look at men as more like, like clay. You can mold them if you're nurturing, kind, loving, and gentle versus expecting them to be a certain way right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Did that help?
Yeah, and that's a good tip. And I also think it goes along with kind of what I was suggesting, is that maybe this term of emotionally unavailable is actually used more broadly. And really, in fact, some of these men may be emotionally challenged, but not really truly emotionally unavailable. And I think that's a good distinction that you made.
Yeah. I think we oftentimes pigeonhole people, you know, men are commitment phobic, emotionally unavailable, blah, blah, blah. When it's really, we might be struggling, but it doesn't mean we're not capable is all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you just brought up another really hot topic, Jonathan, in what you just said, which is this idea that men are commitment phobic.
Mm.
So let's go there next, if that's okay.
Sure. You know, it's human beings. Okay, so my specialty is what's called midlife. That's after baby making years before retirement. So if you're listening to this and you're between the age of 42 or 69, that's the age demographic I talk to. And so a lot of dating advice is geared for the 20 and 30 year old category. So if you're listening to advice, much of what's out there is for a demographic, if you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, that doesn't really apply to you. And one of the big challenges as we age is we become more set in our ways. And so there's this perception. So what happens is when you're set in your ways, oftentimes we're a little myopic. In other words, we're looking with tunnel vision in relationship, and we're not seeing the bigger picture. So men are labeled, you know, commitment phobic because two people aren't on the same page. Doesn't necessarily mean they don't want the same things. It's just, you know, they're on different pages. And so men get lumped in this category. But I will tell you, men are absolutely capable of being in a committed relationship. Most men, when they meet someone that they like them, we start to nest into relationship. That is N-E-S-T. We nest. We aren't going, once we find someone we like, we're rarely ever going anywhere. What the challenge is a lot of women come to me and say, well, Jonathan, I'm dating this guy, but I just want more commitment. And I go, great, what does that look like? Well, I just want more commitment. I go, great, what does that look like for you? Well, I just want more commitment from him. And I'm like, great, what does that look like for you? If you can't define what commitment looks like for you, you can't lump a guy into being commitment phobic if you can't explain to him what you want.
Right.
And the older we get, it's harder because, remember I talked about the age demographic, because in our 20s and 30s, commitment is really simple. Make babies, buy a home, raise a family.
Right.
The main, construct there. As we age, it's a little more difficult. What does partnership look like? And so one of the reasons why I coach women specifically is, ladies, I know you're not going to like what I'm going to say, is you are the driving force of creating a relationship, not men. I know all of you love the idea of men are chivalrous and they take the lead and they're paying for dates and they're leading the process and they're in charge. And I'm telling you, you're giving the job to the wrong person. You are the container of a relationship. Men know one thing. We want women. After that, we have no clue what to do next. You are the ones that guide us down the path. You set the tone of what a relationship looks like. And so if you don't have clarity on what commitment looks like for you, how can he ever know it? Because he's already running like a chicken with his head run off. You know, he doesn't know. Now, I'm generalizing. 15% of men in the population are very crystal clear on who they are and what they want. Maybe 20%, excuse me. Crystal clear on who they are and what they want in the form of relationship. And the rest don't. I know that's an overgeneralization, but it's true. And so it's so incumbent upon women to be the container and be in charge of their relationship destiny. And but how you do that is knowing what commitment looks like for you and then expressing your feelings. And a lot of women go, I don't want to tell a guy what I want because I'll scare him away. That's what you want. You want to scare away the wrong guys.
Right.
You want to scare away the wrong guys. Because that means they're not ready anyway. So why invest 2 years in a guy who's not going to go there anyway? Get it out of the way right away. Express them what your needs, wants, and desires are.
Yeah, and I think you're also hitting on something here that I think is really, really important. And if women think about this, they might initially cringe a little bit at what you just said, but it's also very empowering. And also, I know for myself and for other women in midlife, I married my husband at age 43.
Okay.
I know that... we think we are really crystal clear about what we want and what commitment looks like for us, but myself and other women that I've worked with and you work with, sometimes that clarity is really not as clear as we think that it is. And sometimes for women, we have some underlying ambivalence going on. Like, we want a relationship, we want a commitment, or we want marriage, we think. But underneath the surface, there's all this ambivalence. I might have to give up my freedom. Someone else is going to be included in the decision about how I spend money.
Yeah. I have
to consider someone else in my decisions. I mean, these were things that were going underneath the surface for me. And yeah. At the same time, I thought, oh, I'm dying for a loving, committed marriage relationship. And yet, there was that ambivalence going on.
Well, I'd like to address that for a second, because this is where so many of my clients come to me. And I would say most of my clients are right at that sweet spot of 45 to 60. You know what I mean? So, because there's a little difference being under 45 than over 45, partly because 75% of the single and looking population is divorced. So you have to add this in the equation. I recommend we can talk about that in a little more detail. Ladies who are listening, I love you all with all my heart. Remember before Michelle said, I'm your heart protector. I love you, and I want to say this. You have no clue on what you want. And you know how I know this? Because every client that goes through my Shortcut to Mr. Right program, I have them describe their ideal relationship. Then I put them through my proprietary workbook, and I teach them really the bigger picture, not this 40,000-foot level of what a relationship looks like, the meat and potatoes, and I put them through my proprietary program. And then you know what happens every single time, Michelle? They go, oh my God, I wished I learned this years ago. I've been wasting so much time thinking about it here versus the concrete.
Right.
So that's what, for those ladies listening, that's what we coaches do. We help get you centered on what you want. And of course, you have this man panel because we're giving it from the male perspective. But that's where most women shoot themselves in the foot, whether it's ambivalence or lack of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a him, there's a you, and then there's a we, okay? There's a him, there's a you, and there's a we. A we is a whole separate entity. And when you don't understand, when you have no clarity around the concept of what a we looks like, and my whole emphasis in my coaching program is about partnership. You know, whether you want marriage or long-term commitment, it's all, to me, the most successful relationships is when two people are partners with one another, which means friendship. It means teamwork. It means win-win communication. It means intimacy. And it means seeing the future through the same window. So what coaches like myself and others do is we help understand how to make that happen for you. We cover that's the inside of the nutshell. We're going to teach you the outside, how to make it happen. And so I just got off on a lot of tangents, but the bottom line is this, ladies, I know you all think you know what you want, but most of you don't. And I know you're disagreeing with me, but trust me, and I know this.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, because I definitely find the same thing with my clients, and that's a part of the process that I think is so important and so key. So you're starting to say just a little bit, and I don't want to leave our audience hanging here, you were starting to say a little bit about 75% of the single and looking population is divorced. And I want you to talk a little bit about that. I know that's one of the areas that you speak about a lot.
Yeah. Thank you. And so why this is so hugely important is that, as I said before, 75% of the over 45-year-old population is divorced. And remember I said earlier where most coaching and advice is centered around 20 or 30-year-olds? It's all based on caveman instincts and tradition. You know, traditionally, men lead the process and they court women and they pay for dates. Or instincts mean that men are the drivers and they chase women and they're the hunters. And that's all the basics. But something happens after age 40. It's no longer just about the basic DNA instincts. All of a sudden, our life experience starts affecting us. Mm-hmm. And divorce is one of the most traumatic, for the most part, traumatic experiences, besides, you know, abuse or something like that. It's a very traumatic experience to go through. You know, family court, visitation rights, you know, alimony, custody. There's a lot of, and by the way, it's even scarier is we have no power over our lives. The government does. And so recognizing that divorce can create trauma in a person's life, that changes all that initial DNA stuff that we talk about, you know, that instinct, that imprinting and whatnot, because you have to add life experience. And a lot of people haven't healed through that process.
Right.
Both men and women. Ladies, I know there's plenty of you on here that you still haven't healed through that process. And until you've actually either you've healed within yourself or the person you're dating has healed. So for example, when a woman says to me, well, I just met a guy that just moved out of his house last week and he separated, he's probably not a good candidate to be dating. Mm-hmm. He's got to go through a healing process. And by the way, you're also buying the cow, which includes their ex-spouse. And if there's a lot of drama in that relationship, that's going to carry over into your relationship. So these are some really important things to be aware of in midlife dating. Can I tell you a cute story?
Absolutely. So
for those of you that haven't been following, let me just tell you quickly. In 2005, I turned 40 and went through a divorce. And I found myself out there online dating. And I'll never forget, about 5 months in, there's this really cute girl, and I see her, and she sees me, and I email her, and she emails me back. And she goes, how long have you been divorced? And I said, well, I'm not really divorced. I've only been separated 5 months. And she goes, oh, okay. In that case, reach out to me in about 18 to 24 months after you've had your one or two transition girlfriends. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm fully ready to be in a relationship. I was in an unhappy marriage. I'm ready. And she goes, no, you're not. So sure enough, 2 years goes by. I saw her back online again, and I reached out and I go, you were so right. Not only did I have two transition relationships in the last 2 years, the reason why it didn't work out, because I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. And so it's by the way, you know, I'm not suggesting it's an absolute that a man won't be ready once he goes through divorce. And most men will kid themselves like I did. Oh, yes, I'm ready. Trust me. It's very traumatic going through the motions of a divorce, and it's going to carry over in your relationships as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And what about just another quick scenario that I want to ask you? What about a man going through some of the other experiences, life experiences that can happen in midlife, like things like job losses or changes in employment, or what other things can be going on in a life, in the life of a man, that are important for women to be aware of as they're dating and relating with these men?
Great question. One of the reasons why I created my program, Why Men Pull Away, is to identify most of those non-you based reasons why we pull away. And I'm pointing the finger at you, but I'm saying, you know, not about the woman, about me. So some of the main things is change in job status, change in health status, family member health issues, issues with children. And when I use the word issues, I'm just saying, you know, the stuff of life that we have to deal with. So the more uncertainty in a man's life that's going on, work, health, family, that sort of thing, the less he has a foundation to be in a relationship. If the ground below him doesn't feel solid, we might want companionship, we might want intimacy, we might want connection, but it doesn't mean we're capable of going the distance. And by the way, I can say the same thing to be for women too. You know, so in that same venue, if there's uncertainty in your life, it's hard to create the foundation for a relationship.
Right.
And so, but here's the conflict, you know, we all as human beings, we desperately want to connect with another. We so want to connect with another human being. And it's not just necessarily intimate or sexual. It's just, we want to feel loved. Okay. But when the ground beneath us doesn't feel safe, we kind of go in and out. We go in and out. One minute we want it, the next minute we pull back. One minute we want it, the next minute we pull back. You know, one minute we want it. Because when the ground isn't safe, you can't be fully in. Now, here's, ladies, I want you to think of it this way. And I can speak from personal experience, because I was a train wreck after my divorce. And I lost my job the same year I went through a divorce. And so, and I went through a complete, I used to be an insurance broker, now I'm a dating coach. So I went through an evolution. You're either catching a, if you're catching a man on the way down, the worst, in other words, if he's going down, you're catching him in the worst spot. Even when he hits bottom, worst spot. If he's starting to climb up, in other words, things are starting to look more positive, he's had traumas in his life, he's had challenges, but he's working his way through them, that's okay. Just because someone might be going, like, when I started my business, I didn't have a lot of money. So I was very sparse when I was in a relationship. But I was on my way up, not on my way down. So you have to, and by the way, ladies, this takes a bit of conscious awareness on your part. Conscious awareness. In other words, you have to listen when you're communicating on a first, second, or third date. Where is he on the scheme? Is he here, or is he at least here? And if he's here, that's great. You know, he feels stable in his life. Most of the things in his life is fairly stable. He's not playing the victim. That's another thing. I really want you to take hold on what I'm about to say. You have to differentiate between people that take personal responsibility for their choices versus those who are victims. And it's really easy to spot victims. They complain about their ex-spouse. It's all their fault. They complain about their job. It's all the other person's fault. They're pointing the finger. And when you point a finger, you see that there's three fingers pointing back. That's not taking responsibility. Mm-hmm. So really pay attention to the way he communicates. Is he a victim or is he a victor? You know, just because I lost my job and I started a new profession, I didn't blame anyone for it. I was taking charge of my life and I was moving upward. The big difference than catching someone on the downward path. Would that make sense, Michelle?
It absolutely does. And why is that so important that you are aware of that cycle and that you're catching him on the way up?
You know, it's like, what's the old, it's like I see the quicksand in front of me, but I still walk in front of it anyway. You know, I mean, here's the thing. If you're aware that this is a possibility, don't be naive to it and step into the quicksand or the ship, excuse me. It's just having awareness.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Ladies, again, I say this with so much affection and love. We all have this fantasy. If you love someone, it's all going to work out. If you love me, you'll make it work, you know, and we're just going to make it work. And no, Alignment makes things work. Alignment. When two people are aligned with who they are and what they want. So if, you know, and you have to be careful because a lot of women are fix-it women. I know there's some of you listening to this. You're enablers. You're fix-it women. And you see this guy and he's a project. And if I save him, he'll be mine. And guess what happens is when you save him, he drops you for because he wants to be a bright, shiny penny in someone else's eyes. Don't take on a project. Don't be an enabler. Don't be a fix-it. There's a big difference between being supportive versus an enabler. It's okay to support someone, and I don't necessarily mean that financially. I just mean being emotionally supportive, and certainly being, you know, conscious and aware of money is important too. But don't be an enabler. Don't be a fixer. You can be a supporter. That's a team effort.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was a reason why I asked you that follow-up question, because I do think it is a temptation for a lot of women. I did it once where we have a bit of a savior complex, or we think we can really help him out of this slump. Yeah. And we get into that position of falling right there in the quicksand, perhaps with him.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you
have. I have two transition girlfriends that paid the price of them. They were great. And I feel guilty about it now, but at the time, here's the thing. Most men are good people. They're good guys. They're fathers, they're brothers, they're uncles. They're the guy that comes and fixes your TV or the guy that works on your car. Where most men are good people. They might be bad daters. They might be bad at communicating their emotions and feelings, but most men are good people. I never intentionally wanted to hurt anyone. I never did. It wasn't coming from this, it wasn't like this malicious place. It was from an unaware place. I was unaware of how emotionally messed up I was. So of course, you know, when I connect with another human being, it feels great, but I didn't realize that there was consequences to this. And that's why, here's the thing, ladies, we men, we can have sex without attachment, you know? And I always say men are the gas and women are the brakes. You know, the minute you get intimate with a guy, you get attached. And so really before, you know, he gets to into your body, really make sure you vetted him to see if you guys are a fit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really glad that you said that because I think that's so important to remember.
Yeah.
So besides, I just have a little more I want to ask you, if that's okay, John.
Sure.
Besides lack of clarity and some of the other things that we've chatted about here, what are some of the other biggest challenges that you think are specific to the audience that you serve, the women in midlife? Like, what are some of their biggest dating, love, romance challenges?
Well, this is a little bit of a generalization, but I'll put it out there. I think there's two camps of women. There are some women that are overly picky, and there's some women that are not picky enough. And so, you know, being picky is really your ego talking, you know, your ego. And it's okay to have a healthy ego. It's okay to want the best, but you have to be careful. You know, what's that old adage, the forest through the trees kind of thing. In other words, you know, it's okay. And it's okay to have your own standards, but I see a lot of women that are overly picky. He's not this, he's not this. If anytime I talk to a woman and I get on the phone and we're going for a discovery call and all I hear is excuses, complaints, or problems, I know that's the woman who's picky. Versus the other woman who's like a doormat. You know, she's not picky enough. And she just lets men walk over them. And this is about awareness. And so, you know, it's not something we could teach on this call. I know your coaching program helps women in this capacity just as like mine does. It's about really getting centered to what your heart wants. Really, what does your heart want to experience? And if you can't sit with that for hours and hours, really exploring the depths of what your heart wants to experience, along with being practical. Very important to be practical. There's your head and your heart, you know. And when your head and heart are connected, then your intuition, I'm pointing at my tummy here, your intuition will be running like a fine-tuned engine. And so coaches like myself and others, my job is to help you connect with your head and your heart. So your intuition is like your spider senses will go, literally, you'll talk to a guy and go, I know he's not right for me, without, but it's not judgment-based. It's just your intuition talking. But you have to integrate your head and your heart for that to happen.
Right. And like you said before, not let the hormones run away with it.
You know, it's
hard in the hormones, and chemistry can override everything.
Sometimes. Exactly. So, you know what? There's an old saying, if the two of you take off like a rocket, it's going to run out of gas and crash and burn. A relationship should be more of a slow simmer. It starts off with a little bit of heat, and it slowly begins to boil up. If it's already boiling, chances are it won't work out.
Yeah.
And by the way, and I mean that typically when it's driven more by lust, okay, more lust-based, you know, chemistry versus really connecting at an emotional level, an intellectual level, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and we're not saying that you don't get to have chemistry. We're just saying that if
not chemistry.
Exactly. We're just saying if chemistry is overriding everything else. Yeah. That your mind no longer works, your
exactly.
heart is all mixed up, and your intuition is completely gone.
Exactly.
The chemistry is so strong, and that might be a problem.
Exactly.
So, Jonathan, this has been a really, really fun conversation, and I really want to thank you for sharing so passionately and so authentically, because I know that the things that you have shared are going to be incredibly valuable to this audience.
Oh, I'm happy.
I also know that you have a gift for our audience.
Yeah.
If you're listening, before Jonathan tells us about this, you're going to be able to access it by clicking on the link right below this audio or video that you're listening or watching from. And it will be available throughout the rest of the event, but make sure you pick it up now. So, Jonathan, tell us what you have for us.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for having me on the MAN panel. I'm really honored to be part of this amazing group. And for those watching, I have what's called the 5 qualities a man seeks in a soulmate. This is a brief audio that takes you through kind of how a man evolves into surrendering to love. So as Michelle said, there's a button right here that you can click. It will take you to my website. You simply give, you know, opt in to get the free gift. And then you'll, you know, if you'd like, you can stay on my mailing list. I'm sending you audios and videos and all kinds of stuff all the time and help give you insight into the male mind, how do men operate. And ladies, let me just say this. When you understand men, you can predict their behavior. And when you can predict their behavior, you will make better choices. You know, you will make better choices. So I'm here to help you kind of figure out men in a little bit different way than you're used to, because I want you to make better choices. So press that button right here, get my free gift, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Jonathan. That sounds great. And we really appreciate you offering that to the audience. And I know, ladies, we've just barely touched the tip of the iceberg of what Jonathan has to share. So check out his free gift and stay connected with him. And Jonathan, I'm going to let you have a chance to leave us with maybe just a last thought, a last bit of encouragement or whatever you'd like to say.
You know, life is a journey. You know, there is no right or wrong on how you do this. And while we all want connection and we all would love a life partner, what's most important is to love yourself, be yourself, and never compromise yourself. This is a self journey. And so, you know, find those places within yourself that you feel happy. And when you find the right partner, it's just going to be a little bit better is all. So love yourself, be yourself, and never compromise yourself.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate that. And I think that's a great way to end, because remember, ladies, it's not all just about the destination. It's all about enjoying the journey and enjoying your life. Mm-hmm. And so again, thank you, Jonathan. And ladies, again, check out Jonathan's free gift. Also, scroll down on this page and click and check out the VIP package, which includes all of the audio and video interviews, as well as some juicy bonuses. And we thank you for joining us. And Jonathan and I are both wishing you lots of love and lots of joy. And we'll see you for more of the MAN panel. Bye for now.